Shelly Erickson is proud of her local roots. She was born and raised in Homer. Erickson went to college at Northwest College in Kirkland, Washington, where she earned a bachelor's degree in music. Then she married and moved to Wrangell, Dutch Harbor, and then back to Homer, where she settled and had children. She says her grandfather arrived in Homer from the Pacific Northwest around 1919 to work in the Saltry in Halibut Cove and moved to Homer a few years later.
And the little Harrington cabin at the Pratt Museum actually housed my dad's family for the first 2 weeks that they were here in Homer. And Sam Pratt is my great uncle.
Family is a high priority for Erickson, who says one of her biggest concerns is affordable housing and year-round employment opportunities for future generations. She has three grown children and four grandchildren living in Homer. As a lifelong Homer resident, business owner, and property owner, Erickson says she would bring a long-range perspective to the council and represent those with investments in the community. Erickson says she considers herself a conservative moderate and someone who can bring people on different sides of the aisle together. She says she wants to bring her experience on the city commissions and committee she served on to the council. She served as chair of all three over a 9-year period. If she were to win the council seat, she says her biggest concern would be ensuring that the city remains on good financial footing.
I think that we need to be really careful that we don't outspend what we have. As a property owner, I personally have felt that I carry the burden, tax burden, and I want to see my taxes, property taxes, plus the sales tax that we put into here, actually be managed in a very prudent way so we can continue forward and not go in the hole in a time when there's not a lot of money out there rolling around.
Erickson says the city needs new revenue sources, but taxation would be her last resort. Instead, she proposes raising funds through user fees for some services provided by the city.
I think that the library is one of those things that having a user fee is more than appropriate for those people that live outside of the city of Homer proper. I watch visitors come in that, oh, the library, it's free. And they look for places to go that it's free so that they don't have to contribute to what's going on. You know, I hate to say that, but I think maybe for a time, maybe we need to do that.
Erickson supports expanding the port and further development of South Peninsula Hospital. She does not support expansion of the new marijuana industry beyond the established commercial zone at this time. She does not support the proposed bond to build a new public safety building. Erickson says she would do all she could as a council member to advocate for education funding. She adds that Homer youth need more opportunities that link them to careers. She supports city incentives for builders to construct more affordable housing. Erickson says she supports the sustainable development of natural resources and positive change for the future.
You know, I remember when Pioneer Avenue was potholes and gravel, when we didn't have a lot of different things, and it was always a little shaky trying to make it through and for progress, because there was people who didn't want the progress. And I have been for progress and wanting us to move forward in a really positive way.
Erickson says that during her time on the Planning Commission, she became aware of concerns about how the watershed boundaries are impacting property owners. She hopes to address the issue if she's elected.
And so I'd like to see a little bit more fairness come to those property owners, a way for those property owners that aren't able to use their land to sell it and get their money back out of it, and then it all become part of the watershed so we do keep our source of clean water there.
One other issue Erickson says she hopes to address is homelessness. She says the city of Homer needs to take the lead on a creative solution, perhaps involving existing service organizations and churches.
I think it's really critical that we see the value in those people and make sure that there is a place of safety for them that isn't like having to go to the ER and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars at the hospital to take care of our homeless people.
In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.